that, I guess, is another story where there were two influences. One was, at the time, speech funding for students was diminishing. And as a professor, my number of students, I guess, has to be doubly influenced. First, I can only have those that are fully funded on their own and choose what they want to do. Or B, I can find funding for, and it was clear the funding for the speech side of things was going down. People of mine who were graduating, having done PhD theses in speech, were turning into networks people at Bell Labs and other places. So in some ways, the writing on the wall to not encourage more speech work was there. The other thing was that I had people, I guess, who were getting very interested in image processing. In the first case, didn't need funding. If memory serves, it was really Rich Baker, who had, being an entrepreneur by birth, I think, had pretty much found his own funding, wanted to try doing all of this stuff in image processing, and developed what at the time we thought was the first vector quantization system for images. Obviously, as has often happened to me, the second we submit this, we discover that we've been scooped elsewhere by my perpetual colleague and cohort, Alan Gershow, and also this time by a group I was to get to know pretty well in Japan. On the other hand, we had happily done a few things different, and I like to think somewhat better, and it was clear that that was something that was within our capability of doing, and sort of proved that I had been wrong in thinking we couldn't do image processing because we couldn't afford the equipment. Speech had seemed better because we could afford what we needed to do, and it looked like for image processing you need a lot of stuff we didn't have. Baker basically got a used Stanford Television Network TV and started working on a PC, and he was designing codes and doing compression very nicely. With that equipment, which he traveled with, because part of his PhD was done while he traveled with his wife so she could finish her degree, and while he was visiting in other places, including Utah. And so that, I think, had an impact on subsequent students. I think it's fair to say the main people who got the group into image coding were Rich Baker and then probably also Eve Riskin. She was came to our group out of MIT, took a year off, I think, just to work, and then when she came back, got mostly interested both in the image vector quantization, thanks to Rich Baker. She was profoundly influenced by Phil Chow and Tom Lookabaugh, who had been sort of the pinnacle of our speech work, and also got interested in medical images.